Otherwise, and you've got at least one person whose emails are, well, clearly objectionable, homophobic, etc. So what do you do? Do you say, we want to review all team emails? So everybody, every team has to submit emails, and we're talking about millions of emails. Some might be objectionable. And what happens then? Do you kick somebody else out of the game? They have all but kicked John Gruden out of the game. He can't get a gig back at ESPN. He can probably never coach, even at the collegiate level. So what happens next? This is Pandora's box, folks. This is going to get real ugly. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Oh, guess who's joining us? Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. I'll bet you she has something to say about this. We'll talk about this and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
A small business owner, would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The House tonight passed legislation raising the debt limit. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Congress has a responsibility to ensure the federal government meets its obligations.
Addressing the debt limit honors our duty to the Constitution. The 14th Amendment, Section 4, states, the validity of the public debt of the United States authorized by law shall not be questioned.
Well, Minnesota Republican Michelle Fischbach says House Democrats haven't always played nice.
As we hear so much about this wonderful bipartisan history of this debt ceiling, I just want to point out that the last five times Republicans controlled the House, Senate, and the White House, the current Speaker and the entire current Democratic leadership voted to raise the debt limit one time.
The relief provided by the bill will only be temporary, forcing Congress to revisit the issue in December. Senator Bernie Sanders says he won't budge on his demand for additional health benefits in Medicare as part of the Democrats' massive spending bill.
Sanders has made it clear Democrats seeking to downsize a $3.5 trillion Build Back Better package will have to look elsewhere if they want his vote. Sanders says the inclusion of new benefits for vision, dental, and hearing are long overdue in Medicare. As he puts it, quote, there are millions of seniors who have rotting teeth in their mouths or are unable to hear what their grandchildren are saying. Moderate Democrat Joe Manchin says rather than spending more money for new benefits, lawmakers should take a closer look at how the program's existing budget is being spent. Bob Agner reporting.
Two U.S. Postal Service workers were fatally shot Tuesday at a postal facility in Memphis, and a third employee identified as the shooter died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. It was the third high-profile shooting in or near that West Tennessee city in weeks. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 117 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
With a Democratic sweep officially in place, we are now at the mercy of tax and spend economics. Get ready for runaway national debt pushing the further devaluation of the dollar. So if you haven't invested in gold, now is the time to protect your savings. Birch Gold Group is the premier precious metals IRA company in America. With an A+ BBB rating and thousands of satisfied customers, Birch Gold can help you move an eligible IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by gold. Go to birchgold.com/radio for your free information kit. That's birchgold.com/radio.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
It's 504. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Just 4 days after revelations of racist and Eddie Gay emails began to surface, John Gruden has resigned as the head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. Gruden reportedly resigned yesterday after meeting with team owner Mark Davis, who had rehired him back in 2018 to a 10-year, $100 million contract. The resignation comes after more additional offensive emails Gruden had sent were mentioned in that New York Times story. The emails were sent to Bruce Allen, a friend of Gruden's, and the president of the then Washington Redskins. Gruden worked at ESPN at the time of most of those emails. Southwest Airlines canceled more flights yesterday after having to cancel hundreds of flights over the weekend, blaming the problem on air traffic control issues and bad weather. McCarran Airport's top air carrier canceled more than 360 flights yesterday, or about 10% of their schedule on Monday. More than 1,000 flights, or 28% of its schedule, was canceled over the weekend, causing long lines and short fuses. Some travel experts disputed Southwest's explanation for the cancellations, saying it's more likely that some pilots oppose the COVID-19 vaccination mandate.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Quick check of the traffic cams. We're getting rush hour flows through the resort corridor of Interstate 15. You're averaging about 35 miles per hour both directions between Tropicana and Charleston. And do expect major delays downtown with that construction. 515 east at Main and 515 westbound at Eastern.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you until 6 o'clock. Don't forget big news about the program and this radio station coming up on Friday. Be listening. You're going to like it. I can just about promise you. Joining us as she does every week, every Tuesday, Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com and the new editor-in-chief of the brand new site, TheNevadaGlobe.com. Megan, first of all, thanks for joining us. Always good to have you on. For those that missed last week, explain your new gig and this amazing new site.
Oh, well, I will be happy to. Thank you so much. The Nevada Globe launched last Monday, so just a week ago. With the population growth in Nevada and the predictability of the Nevada press shifting left and protecting Democrats, there's definitely room in this space for a pro-growth, pro-business website that covers policy and politics up and down the state. We will simply report the truth and you decide. That's the old adage, and that's kind of what we go by. I think many people here in Nevada and even across the country are sick and tired of being told what our opinion should be, and also with sensationalized headlines that influence readers and opinions. And so we strive to be a little bit different. We strive to hold elected officials accountable. And we simply report the truth based on facts, statistics, and less opinion.
Let's begin today with something that has nothing to do with government or politics or anything. And it's not even about sports, really, when you think about it. And that's John Gruden's resignation. I'm not sure how big of a Raiders fan you are or how big of an NFL fan you are. But this was a stunner. And what'd you think of it?
Well, I'd love to see the personal emails of NFL football players and coaches and owners from 10 years ago. If this is the standard by which we are going to hold someone specifically when they talk personally through a personal email account 10 years ago, and that suddenly comes back to haunt them, I don't think that these people really have the room to throw stones as they live in glass houses. I guess if you want to be employed or have a job in the NFL, you should just stick to beating your wife, raping your massage therapist, torturing dogs, and assaulting pregnant women. Because those men who have been accused and convicted of all of those things remain or were employed by the NFL.
Well, there's always the question of if the NFL now is looking at all of these Washington Redskin era emails and texts, the question is, what are they going to do with the Green Bay Packers or the Arizona Cardinals or any of the other NFL teams? You can't just say we're going to take these emails and we're going to persecute John Gruden and we're going to kick him out of the league. Without saying, well, what about all these other emails that are out there?
Right. It seems like a targeted attack, if you ask me. I mean, he was doing very well. He had, a 3-0 record before he was canned. He was just re-signed to a 10-year deal, $100 million. Obviously, he was showing some talent and was very popular with the team. So perhaps he was a threat to some other teams or members of other teams or owners, whereby they felt the need to expose his personal emails. And like I said, if this is the standard where you can be fired from something that someone digs up 10 years ago, well, then that standard is going to be awfully hard to meet if you start digging through the personal emails of the players, the coaches, the owners, et cetera.
And you've always got to ask the question, because he went after, apparently in some of these emails, he went after Roger Goodell, who happens to be the commissioner of the league, and has all this immense power. You got to wonder, who is it that leaked these emails?
That was going to be my next question, and I'm glad you asked that, because obviously these emails were leaked, and so who benefited the greatest by leaking the emails? That's always what it comes down to as far as who the leaker is concerned, who their target is, and how that target somehow benefits the leaker or whoever the leaker is trying to protect. That's a great question. And you point out that, Goodell has an extraordinary amount of power. With that power comes an extraordinary ego. And let's not forget that Goodell also oversaw the greatest drop in ratings in NFL history when he started to become a social justice warrior and backing the likes of Colin Kaepernick. You know what I'd love to see is Colin Kaepernick's personal emails. I wonder how much anti-Semitism is embedded in Colin Kaepernick's emails. I wonder how much anti-cop and sentiment is in those emails. But I guess that's okay for Roger Goodell because he'll overlook that activist in the name of social justice, even though he's no longer with the league. But there are other players within the league that have supported Colin Kaepernick, that have supported the sentiments of Colin Kaepernick, and who still choose to kneel for our national anthem.
Yeah, there are a lot of glass houses that still remain in the National Football League, and I don't know how you stop this. Once the horse is out of the barn, you got to say how do we get this, genie back in the bottle, so to speak. It'll be interesting to see what the next step is. Do you get a sense that John Gruden is not going to be coaching anywhere anytime soon? Pro,
well, right,
college or otherwise?
Right now he's kind of damaged goods. And so he's going to need a good, whether you call it a crisis management team or a good PR firm to kind of rehabilitate his image. You know, I don't know if he goes to sensitivity training or something like that.
Go to rehab. Go to mental rehab.
Right, something like that. That re-education camp that the left always talks about. Perhaps he needs to go to a re-education camp instead of training camp in order to be less whatever they're accusing him of, insulting to various members of, whether it's the gay community or the black community, what have you. You know who I think has one of the best summations of this whole thing is Jason Whitlock, I believe. He's a sports announcer and a black sports announcer. And he had a great takedown of some of the ESPN anchors who were black that were wringing their hands that were still living in a structurally racist society, even though this happened 10 years ago. So I would recommend anyone go to YouTube or Rumble or wherever he was speaking and listen to him.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of talk about this. I was watching ESPN just for about a half hour this afternoon, and it was all over the place. And a lot of the people said that this John Gruden is a bad dude, that he was two-faced, and he'd tell you something to your face and then go in an email and trash you. This has nothing to do with topless cheerleaders or anything. This is just they portray him as a bad dude.
I can't even imagine what happens in an NFL locker room. I don't want to imagine what happens in an NFL locker room. But we certainly see what happens outside of the NFL locker room. And I described those instances just a couple moments ago where you literally had NFL members beating women in elevators, raping women, sexually assaulting women. This is what happens off the field. I'd hate to see their emails from 10 years ago, let alone 10 days ago.
More to come with Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, and the brand new, this is so cool, the Nevada Globe. com. More on a whole bunch of and breaking news on the debt ceiling limit. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
A unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Business owners, this is Pat Casale, the MultiCare Group. The MultiCare Group can help you find quality employees and retain them. Quality employees are in demand. It's not only in the wages, but the benefits. The MultiCare Group can guarantee you find quality, affordable health benefits to meet these goals. Allow our relationships with every carrier to guarantee you the most competitive rates. Call the MultiCare Group at 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and find out we mean what we say. We can save you money on workers' comp, payroll services, and your benefit packages. Customer service doesn't begin at the point of sale. It begins at the most important time when claims occur. Call us today and find out how the MultiCare Group can help you get back to business. Call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. And allow our team to help your team find the best budgeted plans for you.
Coach Pete of Capital Financial on his Core and Explore strategy.
So the Core is safe money, but it's also money that you know what kind of income you're going to get from it. It gives you that peace of mind all the way through retirement, by the way, knowing what your income's going to be at the absolute minimum. Could be more, never less. Then the Explore is taking risk, more risk than you ever imagined, because you already got your core in place.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night. Because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
She is the new editor-in-chief of a brand-new site, really cool site, thenevadaglobe.com. Check it out. Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com joining us, as she does every week. The breaking news just a few minutes ago, the debt ceiling bill passed the House. It now is headed to President Biden for signage. And so we're going to kick this can down the road to December. First of all, can you explain as best you can what you know about the debt ceiling and why it's such a big deal? And even if we did default, what would happen?
Well, I don't think we want to find out what would happen, but what I really don't understand is why Mitch McConnell, after the Democrats were backed into the corner after Manchin and Sinema basically walked away from any negotiations with their own caucus, let alone their commander-in-chief, why Mitch McConnell caved. And then after he caved, Chuck Schumer went to the Senate floor and literally ripped McConnell and the Republicans a new one. And in the background, you could see Senator Manchin with his face in his hands.
Oh, yeah.
Out of complete embarrassment. And not embarrassment by what McConnell did, by what embarrassment of how Schumer used this opportunity that was, I guess, bipartisan in the fact that Mitch McConnell gave them an olive branch and then pulled them out of the corner with it. The language and the lack of statesmanship, which we haven't heard that word in a while thrown around Washington, the lack of statesmanship that Schumer displayed. I think Manchin had said afterwards that basically the whole entire system is broken, and it is broken. And that's reflected in the polls of the American people, who I believe there's only maybe 20% of Americans who think Congress is doing a great job. But the rest of us can see right through the veneer. And the reason that the debt ceiling is important is because it's similar to like having checks in your checkbook, right? Just because you have checks in your checkbook doesn't mean you have money.
In college, I tried that. And
right.
Hey, I've still got checks. I guess I'll just write one.
Yes, I think we all did at one point. Yeah. And then you soon learn what NSF fees are, non-sufficient funds. And so we have an obligation to pay our debt. Our debtors have an obligation to pay us. And when you keep on raising the debt ceiling, you give Congress the unlimited amount of spending, like that checkbook I mentioned, that they just keep writing checks and writing checks. And when they just keep writing checks, not only will these checks, you know, potentially bounce in a figurative sense, but that's why inflation keeps going up. You just keep printing money and you just keep spending money, and that's why, you know, our bread now for a loaf is $5, or our, you know, cost of whatever it is at the grocery market. For example, I went to the grocery market a couple weeks, maybe a week ago, and I always buy this one deli portion of chicken, okay? And I get all rotisserie meat, and it's lovely, and it's all white meat, and it comes in a 3 to 5 pound package, and it's usually about $5.99 a pound, which I think is a great deal because of the amount you get and what you get. Well, now it's $6.99 a pound. So that increases the cost by dollars per purchase. That is called inflation, and that price was hiked from $5.99 to $6.99 within a matter of 2 weeks. And so we are seeing the price of everything that we consume, whether it's at the grocery store or whether it's the gas station or wherever we go, the price of everything has gone up. And this is due to the out-of-control spending in Washington, D.C., as well as the out-of-control printing, et cetera, by the Fed, and a whole host of other reasons. It's amazing that Barack Obama was actually right about something when he said, as reported by Politico, don't underestimate the ability of Joe Biden to F things up.
Oh, my God. No, that is true. And he did supposedly say that. I'm just curious because I looked at gas prices just in the month of September, and they were up 10%. The price of gas was up 10%. It's up 30 or 40% from the beginning of the year. Will the American people fight back? And what is there that we can do as Americans?
Well, you can stop electing Democrats. That would probably be the first step I'd take, and that comes down to your local elections. But what now our local elections, such as our school board, they're being threatened by Merrick Garland, the radical attorney general, with the use of, you know, intelligence agencies and force against these parents, just speaking out against whether it's critical race theory or teaching your kindergartner different sexual positions and different sexual orientations. So, you know, the force of the federal government, I think, has never been so allocated and directed towards the American people under this administration. And I think people are finally waking up to it. You know, I spoke to a person in the political, and I won't tell who because I'll be publishing this interview soon on the NevadaGlobe.com. But I asked him if he was seeing an